Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. I'm your host, as always, Eric Ellison. And on this week's episode, we'll have NFL Week 11 recap, college football playoff rankings, as we get ready for Week 3 of the rankings being announced later tonight, and then NBA Cup action that will kick off its second week tonight. Of games that are held, you know, Tuesdays and Fridays. I think going until early December, as I believe it's about mid-December when they have the quarterfinals and semifinals and then the championship game. It's a little different. You know, I'll go a little bit more into it, but as last year was, I think they just did semifinals and then finals, if I recall correctly. So, but yeah, we'll go right into NFL Week 11 recap as we are officially, you know, over halfway through the season now. You know, playoff races have tightened, as well as, you know, some teams that are like kind of know their time is done and they're kind of like, you know, competing for draft position and stuff like that as they look to, you know, 2025 and beyond. So season kicked off, or I should say week 11 kicked off last Thursday night with the Eagles beating the Commanders 26-18. With Saquon Barkley having two rushing touchdowns, both in like the fourth quarter within like 20 seconds of each other. You know, had one, and then the Eagles got an interception, and then he scored on like two plays later from that. So that kind of sealed the deal. As kind of like also in like a battle of, you know, NFC East, you know, division contenders. So I think that'll obviously put the Eagles ahead in the standings. At least, I mean, they're two games ahead in the loss column. Eagles have played 10 games, whereas Washington has played 11. So, and that kind of puts, I mean, the rest of the division pretty much is just a two-team race there, as, you know, Dallas and New York are just, they're both at least a minimum of at least four games behind those two. So, you know, not much really happening there other than those two teams at the top. And then we have obviously our bunch of games Sunday. Packers beating the Bears 20-19 on a blocked field goal. Broncos took care of the Falcons 38-6. The Bills end the Chiefs' perfect season 30-21. Steelers hang on to beat the Ravens 18-16. Lions take care of the Jaguars 52-6. Rams beat over the Patriots 28-22. Saints over the Browns 35-14. Jets over the Colts over the Jets, I should say 28-27. Vikings beat the Titans 23-13. Dolphins beat the Raiders 34-19. Seahawks beat the 49ers 20-17. Chargers beat the Bengals 34-27 on Sunday Night Football. And then Week 11 wrapped up last night with the Texans taking care of their in-state rivals, the Cowboys 34-10. I mean, obviously, yeah, our takeaways, you know, my Chiefs are no longer undefeated. Which have been nice to, like, you know, beat the Bills and kind of wrapped up, you know, the number one seed in the conference come playoff time pretty much intact. But you know, and if they would have won, then they probably would have just kind of cruised a little bit more, you know. I guess I would say, like, you know, taking the foot off the gas a little bit, pedal, you know, towards that second half of the season. So, like, by losing, you know, allows them to kind of keep that, you know, pressure of getting back and, you know, working hard at practice and, like, you know, playing games as them, as each one still matters more. So, I mean, Chiefs 9-1, Bills are 8-2. I believe the Bills are now on their bye. So that was pretty much the key afternoon game. I'm trying to think, like, I mean, noon games, Packers, Bears, I mean, Lions over the Jaguars, not a whole lot really to talk about. Kind of explains the Jaguars' seasons while explaining the Lions. Goff had like 4 touchdown passes, you know. Jaguars can't do much of anything. The Rams continuing, you know, after getting, like, you know, Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua back from injuries a couple weeks ago. I think this is week 3 or 4 with them both back. So, you know, as they try and get themselves back, I think, are they 500? Yep, they're back at 500 now. As, you know, they try and make their way into the playoff picture. As that NFC West is pretty competitive. It's probably the most competitive division in football now. You know, a month ago, I would have probably said, you know, the NFC North. But that's trying to distance themselves. I mean, the Lions keep winning. The Vikings keep winning. You know, it's kind of those two teams for the division. The Packers are kind of just there. As I mean, the Lions are clear-cut above everyone else in that division. And then the Vikings, you know, been a surprise, you know, with losing their rookie quarterback that they drafted, you know, to season-ending knee injury in, you know, preseason in that time. And, you know, getting something out of Sam Darnold to kind of keep going. And, you know, I mean, like, the offense has never been, I mean, much of a problem. It's pretty much a strength, you know, with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. TJ Hawkinson is back, has been back now for, I think, 3 weeks. 3 games. You know, don't have the biggest run game. It's kind of relying on, like, you know, Aaron Jones, who they signed, you know, after being released from the Packers, as the Packers signed Josh Jacobs in free agency. So, you know, not much room for him on the depth chart. So, you know, Browns, I mean, they're gonna be pretty bad. They're probably gonna have a top 5 pick. The Colts beating the Jets in Anthony Richardson's return to the starting quarterback position, leading over the Jets, who are pretty much done. I mean, they've been, you know, done for weeks. They're not a good team. And, you know, kind of seeing what they do in the future. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has said he has all the intention of coming back and playing next year. I mean, sure, go for it. I mean, you're not going to have much of a better team next year than you would this year. So, I mean, you know, whatever. I think he is signed through next season, or he has, like, maybe an option. So, and then, you know, Vikings beating the Titans, you know. Now you're a team, the Titans, but, you know, you're winning. You got beat, you know, it is the schedule. You know, you don't control who you play. You just have to go out there every week and take care of business. And even if they're bad, you know, go out there and get that win. You know, it should be an easy win. You just have to execute and take care of business. So, Dolphins over the Raiders. Dolphins are 4-6, so they're still pretty much out. I mean, the AFC East is, you know, pretty much the Bills division to lose. It would take kind of a collapse and a huge resurgence by the Dolphins to make it even close of a division. It's like the Patriots and Jets are pretty much done, had no chance. Seahawks over the Niners. With a big division win, keeping their chances for that NFC West. And then Chargers keeping pace in the AFC playoff picture at 7-3. Beat the Bengals, who fall to 4-7. Pretty much, taking all hope out of, their season. And, pretty much a top 15, maybe top 10 draft pick is pretty much coming their way next offseason. And then, Texans did what they did last night, take care of a bad Cowboys team in their home stadium. So, division races, like I said, AFC East. Let's see. Buffalo's 9-2 and have a 4-game lead in the loss column over the Dolphins. The AFC North, pretty much Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has a 2-game lead in the loss column. They just beat Baltimore, at home. AFC South, we have the Texans leading the Colts. They have a 2-game lead in both the loss and wins column. They're also 3-0 in the division. In the Colts are 1-3. AFC West, Chiefs have a 2-game lead over the Chargers in both the division and or both in the losses and wins column. And then Denver is, let's see, that's 4 games back in the loss column. NFC, like I said, NFC East is pretty much Eagles, Commanders. The Eagles just beat the Commanders last Thursday night, and they're 3-0 in the division. Washington's 2-1. NFC North is pretty much, Green Bay's still in it. They're 2 games back to the Lions for first. Vikings are 1 game back. Detroit's 2-0 in the division. Minnesota 1-1. Green Bay 1-2. NFC South, Atlanta Falcons lead. They have, outside 1.5-game lead is their 1 game ahead in the loss column. 4-1 in the division. Everyone else has a losing record. Tampa Bay's at 4-6. But, they don't have... I think it's Chris Godwin's out for the season. Mike Evans, I think it's possible to come back either this week or next week. I think it's kind of what, the news on, his injury, rehab recovery has been. So as long as, no setbacks, I would expect him pretty much, I think, Thanksgiving weekend to be back. And then the NFC East, which is, arguably the tightest division, most competitive division in all of football. Arizona is leading, or in first, with a 6-4 record, 2-0 in the division, and then everyone else is 5-5. With the Rams being the only other team with a winning record in the division at 2-1. Seattle is 1-2, and the Niners are 1-3. So we put that in conference. For the AFC, we have the Chiefs at the top at 9-1. Buffalo's 9-2. Buffalo has, the tiebreaker, having beaten the Chiefs this past weekend. Then we have Pittsburgh at the 3 spot. Let's see. Baltimore's at 4 for the division. It has the Chargers at the 5 seed because technically they have a higher winning percentage than the Texans, but they've played one less game. And, the top 4 division winners, top see the Tigers has the bye, first round bye to the division round, and then the wild card weekend, you know, those three division winners will play a home host a home game. And then yeah, Chargers are 5, Baltimore's the sixth seed, and then Denver has that final spot at 6-5 with the Colts, Dolphins and Bengals rounding out the top 10. NFC, we have the top seed is the Detroit Lions. Then we have Philly at 8-2 for the second seed, the second best division winner. Then we have Arizona as a 3 seed with a 6-4 record. 4 seed is the Falcons with a 6-5 record. And then, despite having an 8-2 record, the Vikings had the 5th seed, you know, as like a division winner can't be lower than 4 in the, you know, conference rankings. Then Green Bay is 6th, and then the 7th is Washington with the Rams, Seahawks, and Niners, 7, 8 through 10. And then Tampa Bay and Chicago at 4-6. That would be what? 2.5 games back? I mean, even they're not completely out of it, but like, you know, trying to start winning, you know, win these next couple games at the end of the month strong, and, you know, start December, like, kind of getting back into that division, or maybe not in division race, but at least getting into that playoff window. So this week, or week 12, Thursday, is the Steelers at the Browns. Steelers are 8-2 against the 2-8 Browns. And then Sunday at noon, we have Chiefs at the Panthers. Not to be the most exciting game. You know, a nice, if you're going to lose your first game of the season playing the Panthers, to have a nice, you know, game to come have on the schedule after that loss, first loss of the season. Buccaneers at Giants, Cowboys at the Commanders, Patriots at the Dolphins, Titans at the Texans, Lions at the Colts, Bears at the, or Vikings at the Bears, for noon. And then later games at 3:05, we have Broncos at Raiders. And then at 3:25, we have, I think it's the game of the week, is 49ers at the Packers. And then also at 3:25 is Cardinals at Seahawks with the Eagles at the Rams for Sunday Night Football. And then next month, and then wrapping up week 12 is Ravens at the Chargers on Monday Night Football. So that's week 12. The most interesting games is probably, 49ers, Packers, Patriots, Dolphins, Cardinals, Seahawks, Eagles, Rams, and then Monday night. Some of these other ones are like, not to be the most interesting. Unless you're a fan of those teams, you know. So, and then, you know, I did get, you know, I did win my third straight fantasy game. So I'm 5-6 with, you know, 2 games left to go. I have to play. You know, only the top seed in our lead now, so, you know, that's something, or someone who's tied. You know, we have 2 weeks left. We have half of the playoff spots clinched already. So that, going to college football now. Like I said, we'll have the playoff rankings announced tonight. Or wait, no news. I want They're not trying to hit me in the rain. I mean, we have, you know, the top 25 rankings. Pretty much, I mean, the top five has stayed the same. Oregon at number one. I mean, they're perfect, 11-0. Ohio State at two. And then Texas, Penn State, Indiana. So we have four Big Ten teams in the top five. Notre Dame, Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and then Tennessee round out the top 10. Miami and Boise State, the top 12. So I mean, if the top 12 ranking, playoff rankings are off the top 12 AP rankings for week 13, then that'd be it. And then we did have, let's see, we got Arizona State, Iowa State, UNLV, and Illinois ranked 21 through 24 respectively, back into the top 25, haven't been unranked. Washington State moved down 7 spots. BYU moved down 7 after losing their first game of the season. That's kind of it. And then South Carolina moved up 4 spots, and Tulane moved up 5s. Are they going to do the college? No, not the coaches. Give me the. Okay, well, we're gonna be a little bit like that. Okay, I thought they're not gonna give me like college football rankings. I mean, I would. Usually, I thought they would do that, and you can like. Because like, yeah, this is, you know, weekend number 3 of the rankings. They haven't done. I mean, it's pretty much stayed the same. Like, there isn't a whole lot. How should I say? Like, changing them in. Most of the top 5, I think, have stayed the same pretty much. I wish I could find it, but it's not. It's just kind of like predictions and stuff like that. Is it going to give me the? Maybe it's not. Those are just like kind of percentages of who's going to make it. This? Okay. Well, maybe I'll just have to make note of it and talk about it next week or something. It's just kind of giving me, like, predictions. It's not giving me, like, rankings or anything. So that's not fun. But we can kind of preview some week 13s that'll shake up, you know, how the rankings look for week 4 next week. You know, the big game with number 5 Indiana playing number 2 Ohio State. That is at 11 a.m. on Fox. You know, that's pretty much Indiana's big test of the season. You know, they haven't really been tested a whole lot over the course of the season, so, you know, having to play a true road game against another top 5 opponent, you know, in a nationally televised game is, you know, let's see what, you know, the Hoosiers got. And if they can, you know, really bring it. I think if, you know, they beat Ohio State, you know, they would have two game advantage over them in the loss column. You know, pretty much, Oregon has already clinched a spot in the Big Ten championship game. So that would go a long way in them kind of having that, you know, second spot to play, you know, Oregon in the Big Ten championship game come early December. The only other, like, ranked game of the night or the day next Saturday, number 24 Army against number 8 Notre Dame as at 6 o'clock on NBC/Peacock. And I believe that game, if I'm remembering correctly, is being played at Yankee Stadium. So that's kind of, you know, pretty interesting as we get, like, you know, towards these last couple of weeks of the season, because this is like the second to last week of the season. Then, you know, next week is week 14, which is a lot of rivalry games and stuff like that. So there is a 6:30 game on ESPN on, you know, Thanksgiving between Memphis and Tulane. Got four games on Black Friday. And then, you know, a lot of Saturdays, those rivalry games. Clemson and are hosting South Carolina. Clemson's 8-2 and ranked 20th. Against South Carolina, who's 7-3 and ranked 21. I mean, this as of now. And then we have Texas and Texas. Or number 3 Texas and number 15 Texas A&M. Saturday, the 11th, November 30th at 6:30 on ABC/ESPN+. Then after that, you know, we're into, you know, conference championship games. A couple on Friday, you know, December 6th. And then Saturday, December 7th, we have, like, you know, all the big conferences, like the Big 12, SEC, ACC, and the Big 10. So that's kind of where, you know, college football stands as we reach the, you know, the home stretch getting towards conference championship games. So moving on to NBA. Like I said at the beginning, this is week 2 of the NBA Cup. Everyone's, I think, played a game so far. You know, everyone only plays 4 games because they're in three groups of 5 for each conference. So we have tonight, I mean, the televised games, we have the undefeated Cavaliers, Cleveland Cavaliers, against the defending NBA champs Boston Celtics, who are respectable, 11-3. That is at 6 o'clock on TNT. And then the doubleheader game is the Thunder at Spurs. Thunder are 11-3, Spurs are 6-8. You know, a pretty respectable record for a team that's, you know, they're in year 2 of, like, Victor Wembanyama era. And that is at 8:30 on TNT. Other games, we have Pelicans at the Mavericks, Hornets at the Nets, Nuggets at the Grizzlies, and then the Jazz at the LA Lakers. So let's see, standings. Is it going to be like, there we go, NBA Cup. Okay, some teams have played 2 games. All right. So in the Eastern Conference Group A, with a record of 2-0, we have the Orlando Magic and the New York Knicks. Brooklyn Nets, Charlotte Hornets are 0-1, and the 76ers are 0-2. Pretty much eliminates them. I would think they would need, like, major help to make it to the, you know, knockout stage. Group B, we have in first place the Detroit Pistons at 2-0, Milwaukee's 1-0, Miami Heat 1-1, Indiana Pacers 0-1, and Toronto Raptors 0-2. Group C, we have the Atlanta Hawks at 2-0, Cleveland at 1-0, Boston at 0-1. So, like, tonight's game has, I mean, pretty significant states. Yes. And, you know, that group, as, you know, if Boston can win, they'll be 1-1, you know, tied with Cleveland, have the, you know, tiebreaker, having beat them head-to-head. Atlanta doesn't play tonight. And then also at 0-1 is the Washington Wizards and Chicago Bulls. In the Western Conference Group A, we have Houston Rockets and Portland Trailblazers at 1-0. Minnesota's at 1-1. Sacramento Kings, LA Clippers at 0-1. Group B, Oklahoma City Thunder, LA Lakers at 1-0. Phoenix Suns at 1-1. Spurs and Jazz at 0-1. And then Group C, Warriors at 2-0. Pelicans at 1-0. Dallas Mavericks at 0-1, as well as the Memphis Grizzlies and Denver Nuggets. That's kind of how we stand for NBA Cup. Conference, I mean, I think these games count for like regular season games too. I think this is just like an in-season tournament. So that's what they did last year, so I'm guessing that stays the same this year too. So then we have the top of the Eastern Conference is Cavs and Celtics. Cleveland has a 3.5-game lead over Boston, and then Boston has a 2.5-game lead over third place Orlando Magic. Western Conference, we have Oklahoma City Thunder in first place, half game ahead of Golden State, and then 1.5 games ahead of the Lakers and Rockets, with the Suns and Nuggets rounding out the top six, and Memphis, Minnesota, Clippers and Kings in that play-in tournament. So I would think, let's see, NBA Cup, so like Friday is gonna be one, that's Tuesday, that's Friday, and then the third, okay, and the sixth. So is the last day of the NBA Cup the 3rd of December? I think that's it. Yeah, that looks like the last game, because then on like the ESPN app for the NBA for stores, there's like Sunday, December 7th, and Monday, December 8th or 9th, and then like the next games list is the 19th. So I guess, you know, if you don't make the NBA Cup, like, you know, knockout next stage, then you'll have, you know, about 10 days off, something like that, as they do that, you know, knockout stage, semifinals, and championship game. I think last year was in Vegas, so I wonder if they're going to do it there again. I would guess, but, you know, who knows? So, and it's fun. It's kind of interesting, you know, having them do it like that. And, you know, and like some of those are pretty competitive groups, you know, for each conference. So I think they kind of did a good job of like balancing it. I mean, even for some of those groups that, like, you know, before it started didn't seem like the most competitive, we've had some surprises. So, you know, yeah, week two of that, you know, for baseball, not much has happened yet in the off season. We are in like awards week. So last night we had the winners for Rookie of the Year announced, with Paul Skeens and then Lucas Gill, both starting pitchers for the Pittsburgh Pirates and New York Yankees, respectively, winning Rookie of the Year. Tonight is Manager of the Year. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is Cy Young Award, and then Thursday is the MVP. So we can kind of talk, you know, I mean, I don't really expect there to be any surprises for the MVP. Like, it's pretty much Shohei Ohtani's and Aaron Judge's to lose. Tonight, Manager of the Year, that'll be kind of interesting. Cy Young will be interesting as well. But, you know, I think MVP is pretty much like, yeah, we kind of know who's going to win. And, yeah, we haven't had, like, really many big free agency signings yet. The one I think was, like, Travis d'Arnaud, signed a 2-year deal with the Angels. He was previously, like, a catcher for the Atlanta Braves. Kind of like their backup, but, I mean, with the DH now in the National League, like, you know, kind of backup catcher, DH. I don't know if he plays first base either. But yeah. Juan Soto, I think, met with... obviously, I think he met with the Yankees to possibly, you know, re-sign with them. I think he met with the Mets last week. I believe the Dodgers yesterday or Sunday. So, you know, I don't... If he signs, I wouldn't expect anything until, yeah, the winter meetings. which is that second week of December, so probably the 9th through the 11th. I would think it's usually 3 days. Or maybe it's the 8th or the 10th. I can't remember if it starts on Sunday and goes to Tuesday or if it starts on Monday and goes through Wednesday. It's one of those days. So I don't think it's 4 days. I think it's only 3 days. So, you know, next week we'll do, recap week 12 of the NFL. We'll recap, you know, if I can't find the college football playoff rankings, I'll probably just have to write them down and bring them and then kind of like, you know, label them obviously 1 through 10 or 1 through 12. And then, I mean, they'll probably have the last two out as well. It's going to be like, you know, these last couple weeks, and then they'll shake it up, and then as well as the conference championship games, they'll kind of be like the last, like, you know, chance. I mean, those were conference championships with the top four conference champions, you know, ranked, get those first round byes, and then that fifth one of the major conferences will, you know, be the fifth seed. They'll host, you know, a college football playoff game in their home, you know, stadium. So, you know, such that's not the bye, but that's not too bad of a consolation prize. You know, getting to host a playoff game in your home stadium, as opposed to, like, you know, the second round, you know, quarterfinals will be in a neutral site. So, and then NBA Cup will be second week in, and then, you know, like I said, recap NFL, because then, you know, next week is Thanksgiving on Thursday, so we'll have like three Thanksgiving games. As well as, again, they're doing another Black Friday game between the Chiefs and Raiders. I think they're in Kansas City. Yeah, we've already played the Raiders in Las Vegas already this year. So, and then, you know, if anything baseball happens, like if Juan Soto does surprise, you know, in science, within that week, you know, we'll discuss. So, yeah. Maybe I'll do, like, a little, you know, kind of halfway through the season, like, you know, NFL, you know, mock draft type of thing. Some stuff like that, maybe, you know, kind of see how it goes, how this next week goes, plays out. You know, if we have some, like, you know, games to talk about, stuff like that. So, you know, we kind of play it how it goes, you know, week by week, if anything major happens, you know. But, you know, more of the same throughout, you know, the rest until, like, you know, New Year's, where it's going to be, like, you know, football, both NFL and college, basketball, both college and NBA, you know, have baseball off-season, stuff like that. So, you know, it's a good time for sports. So yeah, that's been another episode, and thank you for listening, and have a good week.